All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge Podcast. Now, the Cleveland Cavaliers have hit a bit of a bump in the road right now, but it is definitely not time for them to hit the panic button. Right now, the Cavs' record of 30-14 has them sitting atop the Eastern Conference standings, although they have lost six of their last eight games, including their last three, and honestly, their last two were really the most surprising as they fell on the road this past Monday to the New Orleans Pelicans, who did not have the services of All-Star center Anthony Davis. And in that game, Cavs guard Kyrie Irving went for 49 points, while LeBron James went for 26 and Kevin Love went for 22. And plain and simple, it's inexcusable for them to lose that contest. Then you come back to last night where Cleveland lost at home in overtime to the Sacramento Kings by the score of 116-112. And now you heard reports about LeBron James sitting down with the Cavs general manager David Griffin. You know, he's looking for more players to come in and be on this team. And I mean, my question is, who else can you get? I mean, this is a guy in LeBron. We saw him jump ship in 2010 to go play with Chris Bosh and Dwayne Wade down in Miami. And in four seasons there, he won two championships, made four appearances in the NBA Finals, and was five victories away from being a four-time NBA champion. But when things got tough, he ran back to Cleveland. Why? Because they all of a sudden had all of these top picks. And it was very interesting how they consistently were getting the first overall pick in the NBA draft lottery, which is something that is supposed to be set up to make things a little bit more interesting, and that was not the case. And like I've always said, if Cleveland did not have all of those picks, would LeBron be back there right now? I doubt it. But you look at it like this. Cleveland came into this season as the defending champs. You have three all-star caliber players on this team in LeBron James, Kyrie Irving, and Kevin Love. You have a very solid supporting cast. I mean, what more does LeBron James want? I mean, how much easier does he want it for him to win an NBA championship? It's not going to go your way. These are the cards that you are dealing with right now. You have to find a way to make it work. This was a team, basically, for the most part, that was put together to make it work last year, and it happened. I mean, you saw this team push the panic button because LeBron could not get along with former head coach David Blatt, and in spite of the fact that he had a 30-11 record last year, he was fired. Now, Cleveland had that same exact record before their current three-game losing streak, and you don't hear LeBron complaining about Tyronn Lue. And let's not forget it. In Blatt's first year in Cleveland, they did make the NBA Finals. They lost to the Warriors in six games, and they lost a lot because of the fact that they did not have Kevin Love or Kyrie Irving in that series. You still have a solid core around LeBron James with the likes of Channing Frye. Of course, J.R. Smith is out right now with an injury. You have Iman Shumpert. This team just picked up Kyle Korver from the Atlanta Hawks, Richard Jefferson, and Tristan Thompson. But I think what Cleveland needs to do right now, number one, they need to get back to having an intensity on the defensive end of the court, because you see in those key stretches late in contests, they have not had the ability lately to close out games. And I think a lot of it has been their defensive intensity or their lack thereof. It. Number two, this is simply a bump in the road. All teams are going to go through this. Number three, I think Cleveland has to realize this is the first time that they're going through this cycle as defending NBA champions. There's no night off for you in the NBA. Every team is coming after you. Why? Because you are now the litmus test. You look back to their loss on the road on January 16th when they were blown out by the Golden State Warriors. Golden State and Cleveland can each say what they want to about this publicly, but you know that the Warriors circle that game on their calendar after the way that things went down last year in the NBA Finals. You go back to last Saturday when Cleveland lost at home in overtime to the San Antonio Spurs. Now, no Tony Parker, no Paul Gasol in that game, but still Cleveland could not stop Kawhi Leonard, who had 41 points. And again, the Spurs, who are a team that won the NBA championship a few years ago, they want to get back to that level. And how do you do that? The Cleveland Cavaliers are once again your litmus test. We saw it a few nights ago with New Orleans. We saw it last night with Sacramento. And it's a situation where Cleveland, whether you want to accept it or not, you are not defending your NBA championship on through the entire 82-game regular season schedule. I get that. But everybody else is not going to see it like that. And you better buck up and you better accept it. Now, the All-Star game is right around the corner, first and foremost for the Cavs. Excuse me. And I think what they want to try to do is get there with some momentum for themselves. And what a better way to get some momentum going for yourself than tomorrow night when they host the Brooklyn Nets, who are the worst team in the NBA right now. So if Cleveland cannot get back on track in that contest, I don't know when they will. But you look at their schedule coming up before the All-Star break, some very winnable games there. But I think Cleveland needs to go out there with the mindset not only of expecting to win, but doing whatever it takes to win. And that is something that they have not had, at least in the past 4 to 6 weeks. Like I said before, all teams go through it, but it's gut check time a little bit for the Cleveland Cavaliers. I don't think it's something where they really have to fully push the panic button, because even with their recent struggles, I don't see anybody in the Eastern Conference in the postseason sidetracking this team as it is. Now, I know there were talks with the New York Knicks about a straight-up trade for Carmelo Anthony, and the Knicks would get Kevin Love. But the bottom line is, I don't think that Cleveland needs to tweak with any chemistry on this team. I think LeBron needs to stop being a baby like he typically has come off as, and I think it's time that he has to realize, you know what, you're not always going to get your way, and you can't just jump ship or just do whatever you want to do. You don't run the franchise, and I think David Griffin made that very public about last year in the firing of David Blatt and replacing him with assistant coach Tyronn Lue. So I think LeBron needs to get it together, check his diva status at the door, and I think he needs to go out there and lead by example, plain and simple. This is a Cavs team that's going to be here, and you know, through all of the complaints that LeBron is having right now, this team is still very equipped for a big time run in the spring and the NBA playoffs. So like I said before, it's a bump in the road, but I think this team will get it together sooner rather than later. So folks, that is going to wrap it up. And as always, I want to take this time out to thank you for tuning in to the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is an official sponsor of the Brooklyn Cyclones, who are a single A affiliate of the New York Mets. And you can check out all of the fun and excitement this June at MCU Park in Coney Island, Brooklyn. Now, if you are on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it will be my pleasure to follow you right back. Also, there is the Facebook page at 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge. You can check it out, and you are more than welcome to like it as well. So once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.